Aber warum möchte
Beschiss, oi moje schlite, beschiss, kalakula kudisha zeli, beschiss all listeners. Das Fuhr mag durch im Reit, dass Shabuses auf die Yemayam Zurem, die Fri Shabusen, die Yemayam Zurem, are the biggest Shabusen in the year. So brought down in die Fehle Schleume, in oi wie Zuhu bereit, Shabbos Chazoyim, die Yoyse Gudel bemalde, mekon Shabuses Hashune, the biggest Shabbos in the year. We say in the Chudoi di Rav Loch Sheves Be'ayme Kabuche says Tver Shloime Rav Loch Shabbos Be'ayme Kabuche Shabbosim of Yemayam Tzurem or Ha'ay Shabbosim. How do we understand this Indian? Many Pshutim, I'll try to explain one Pshat, how we can learn Pshat and understand why the Shabbosis of the Yemayam Tzurem are so great and so chushim. We have to understand, we have a mitzvah, the shechnurach, that the 3 weeks as man of a virus, we have to be misabu, mourn, the chorb misabidish. How do we understand the inner of a virus, especially after such a long gulas, and we don't really feel what's missing? How can you understand? It's not really a question of not eating meat, not drinking wine, not putting on new clothes, fresh clothes. It's the inner of a virus, it's a little shechnurach, how do we understand it? To understand it, I'll speak about the Indian of a violent Chachmun Mitzlan, the Irish, I'll show you my Matzazah. No Yid should have to be go through this. It's a little Shechnurach, it's a Metzias. A violent, what's not a violent? Shechnurach, somebody has a Shulem, Chachmun Mitzlan, no Elayni, loses a Kurev, a close relative, a loved relative. The Mitzvah of a violent, what's not a violent? The Havdl, somebody who isn't a believer, it's a violent. He's an Ovel, he mourns. But somebody who understands the Indian of Oilem Azei, Oilem Abu, and the whole task of this world is to come to serve Hashem on this world and to become elevated after the Neshumah and Oilem Elyon, with the Ganayim, that's the Tachlis, that's the whole Tachlis. What's the Avaylis? Lechoyle, if we're Mamim, we're Neshleime, when somebody goes with Hashem in a tragedy, we believe it's not the tragedy that caused it, Hashem took him away this time, Mashiach this time, and we have the Aminis, what's the Avaylis? The Ramban in Parashat Zerai tells us the tales of this question. Hashem Yisburuch knows that we are Gashmistical people, that's the notion of the Ramban. And when somebody departs from his friend, from his child, I feel on this world, and the olden days, especially the olden days, when a child went on the ship to a faraway country and didn't know when he'll see him again, maybe in a few years, it's something that it touches you. It's a difficult feeling. I feel you believe that the neshama of the koyvim have to leave this world. But at the end of the day, we leave the koyvim, they depart from us, it's a hard feeling. It's a feeling that brings a feeling of hurt. Shemuel says, no need to hide the hurt. You're allowed to bring out, it's a mitzvah of it, to bring out this avayis, which means that you bring out something, it hurts you when it misses you. When you miss it, it hurts you. You know it's not to hurt you. That's the avayis of Chumash Islam. So the same thing also when we speak about the avayis of Chumash Islam means we have to have a feeling that we're missing something. That's not the inner avayis to more. Forget we believe that Shemuel is going to be in the Gilne Shleimer, Zadam Samigdash, although we're waiting so many years in Gulas. We have a Minish Leimer, the Rambam writes, and Imam Minish Leimer, as Misa Mashiach, as Misa Maya. But what's the advice? Especially these 3 weeks, the mitzvah, especially to be Mizmoinem, what we're missing. We're meant to feel we're missing something. We're missing, our life has to start to be more like a Rotistic life. If we're living in Gashmistic life, missing the Mizmoinem of 2,000 years ago, Mizmoinem Gashmis. It's a rochnius. It's a man where a person has to think about rochnius, think about the neshama, think about the pnimius of the people of the yid, and realize the smidish isn't here. We're missing rochnius. With this, we can understand the verdict of the chvisha rim. It seemed to me like a joke, or like a kotzke joke. It's not a joke. It's a toyve. Shechnurach says, "Ruhi lecholi ra shemayim." He is Meitzer with Doeg al Chorm Samigdish. He says, Sivan Shechnurach, and Sivan Aleph, the first Sivan Shechnurach, Ruhi Lecholi Rai Shemayim, Lee is meins mit durch gekommen, was er nicht. First of all, Schechnur ist jetzt ein teilweise Lied. Since when Schechnur ist ein bisschen Seife. Ruhe dich alle in Reiche Maim. Schechnur ist Schechnur, ich alle hier, das ist Reiche Maim. Das heißt, wenn ich erinnere, Ruhe dich alle in Reiche Maim, Lee ist meins mit durch. Ich dachte mir, meins mit durch, why auch kommen, was er nicht. And if you don't feel any pain im Kopf, was er nicht, ich will meins mit durch, why auch in Reiche Maim. Ruhe dich an die Reiche Maim, es ruhe, es wurde für die Reiche Maim, zu mir meizem und neu, ich komme aus der Mittisch. Und ich finde auch, wie das in viele Zahn, ich komme aus der Mittisch. Ich bin meizem und neu, ich weiß, was die Reiche Maim. It's like playing with words. It's like a joke, it's not a joke. Das sind die Kinder. Und die Kinder ist, wir haben das Tempel, es ruhe, da haben die Reiche Maim. A person has to have time, space, where he goes out of the gastronomic world and starts thinking about the Rochnis. As thoughts have feeling wrongness, not only thinking wrongness, to feel wrongness, the harmonic should be so true in your feeling, so true in your sense, to bring her geisha, bring feelings. The more a thing is true, the more feelings you have. If something is only like abstract, it doesn't bring feelings. Ruhi lechol yirai shemayim. The Muhammad tells every person has to have yirai shemayim in such a manner, as ich bin meinzim und doi achor basamikdash. Wir sind immer so wichtig, in der Rochen, in der Schinne, in der Hashem. Should be so close to his heart and to his feelings. Das ist so wie ein Schirr Shemayim, dass ich immer wieder habe Zah, und mit meinem Zimmer durch, why am I missing was am Englisch? Das heißt, der Chilische, and if we're not in this Matrei, he was the Heizer, we can't fool ourselves. Okay, no problem. It means to say, it's ruhig, really ich habe Person, to have your Shemayim first, yeah? And if not, ich should be mein Zimmer durch, why am I not your Shemayim? It's a time to think about the Shumma, to think about Ochnias, to think about feeling Ochnias. That's the end of the 3 weeks. That's the lesson of the 3 weeks. The Mashu says in Bechoyres, it says Bechoyres Davches, Amud Bais, says the Mashu, we have 21 days between Rosh Hashanah and the Shana Rabbah, 21 days, and 21 days between Yisrael of Tammuz till Tisha B'Av. So he says these 21 days, they like correspond, they're makbil, they're like parallel. What's the connection? 21 days of Yom Neruim, days of Shuna, says Yom Achiva, Yom Kippur, Sikkis, Yom Restoira, days of Avodah Hashem, of Suvah Kodesh Baruch Hu, with Yirem, with Ahmed Simcha. What's the connection of 21 days of the Maya Vinus, we're warning something that the Shaila is 21 days of the Yom Toivah? The tendency is, it's not like you can understand that 21 days of mourning, like mourning the past, like crying what we were missing, when you feel pain. That's the pshat. The pshat we're meant to feel rochnias in such a manner to touch our emotions. That's the pshat in 21 days of Yom Tzurim. So it's mamish parallel to Yom Neruim. Yom Neruim, we have Yiras Shemayim, we have Yiras Hamelich HaKudosh, we have Yiras HaKudosh Baruch Hu, we have the Simcha of Simchas Ma'aseh She'ayva. The Yimur tells us, the Yashab tells us that Yoyin HaNovi was Shoyim Riha Koydesh from Simchas Ma'aseh She'ayva. We have Simcha. We're so happy with the word of Shemuel, the film, you come to Simcha. Komish Nehu is Simcha, Nehu is Simcha Meyumav. The emotions were touched. The emotions were touched with Yira, with the ending of Simcha. We all know Yom Neruim, even maybe nowadays, more chizik, but we remember our Zionists, our parents, Yom Neruim were days of emotion. Yom Neruim were true days. However, we had Yerushalayim in the middle of the year, but Yom Neruim came to Shul with the Vasa Kittel, the Vasa Kaplan, and Tkir Shoifa. It meant something to our parents, Zicha. We have to learn from them. It was days of emotion when Yerushalayim touched our emotions. A person by Ne'ila can cry from the emotions. So same thing, 21 days of Yimaya, of Yimaya, on days of thinking of Rochdias, of Yerushalayim, and realize that Yerushalayim is true, Yerushalayim is proper, and it's meant to touch our emotions. And we're to think about it. That's the end of 3 weeks. All the new, not eating meat, not drinking wine, that's all chitzoinistic and mitzvahs to awaken the premius of the feelings. So if so, now we can understand why the Shabbos of 3 weeks are the most elevated Shabbos in the year. Because Shabbos, we know, the Zohar says, Shabbos is Yoyim HaDinishmasa. Shabbos is a day of Neshama. Shabbos is a day of we say, Yisri v'malchisru, Shoyim Roshabbos v'koyra oylek. It's a man of Simcha v'malchisru. We're happy with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. not only a question of Labatas Meluchas, of not of, of Shabbat Altas, and not, it's a matter of Oyne Shabbos, being Mekadosh the Shabbos. It's a day when a person is meant to be, to serve the Shabbos with emotions, with feelings, with Simchas Shabbos, Oyne Shabbos. So Mamayla, if it's a time of 3 weeks, where the whole weekdays are given to bring emotion into Oyne Shabbos, which we realize what we're missing, obviously when Shabbos comes, the Shabbos might be more of it. But if it's a time of emotions of Oyne Shabbos Buddha, Shabbosas of Yom Nishmas have even a bigger feeling. Another time of depression. The Yabai is not depression. It's a time of Shtokikis Megagir. A time of Yuri Tokumishbuk, a time of thinking about Machnias. The story is told of the Choyza of Lublin, who was once invited to a town for Shabbos. And Tzadikin used to have a minig from the great Madreige. They never slept on a bed, so somebody else slept in it. Because they used to have big machshuras, and they used to disturb them. They slept in the choyza of Lublin, who used to see choyza, he saw the whole world. So he slept in the bed. He used to feel the machshuras that the person had when he was sleeping. They used to disturb them. So the minig was that Tzadikin used to want that when they come to a town, they should make a special bed for them, make a new bed for the Tzadik. The Bitsanikim of the Rikakoidish. So this Balaksamia went to a carpenter, and at Mgebet, he asked him, please, the Rebbe is coming from Lublin, please make him a bed. Oh, this carpenter is a big Shemayim. He used to say Tilim in the morning, he used to daven. Yeah, he used to say Tilim in the Shnayas. No problem, Zichr the Machshuvas of this carpenter will Zichr be okay for this bed of the Choyza of Lublin. Sure. He made the bed, put it in his house, the Choyza comes to Yain of Shabbos in this town, and he came in this man of Menich Sanefesh, he used to put his head down on the bed. Oy vey, the Stechme. Stechme means that he has like pins and needles in the bed, Stechme. Who's this Baksanu? It's very Spanish wife. Who's? It's a new bed, specially made in Shmoros, but the Rebbe. So he says, Chasu Shule, the carpet was a big Yirish Shemayim. But he made this bed in the Shloish in 3 weeks, in the 3 weeks. Et berintig in bed mit Mure Schreure. Et berintig in bed mit Mure Schreure. He made me like a lalik, like a bed of Mure Schreure. He was like, Batsvis, didn't realize that the end of a virus, the end of a stock is making him, end of a minute of Hashem, feeling emotional to Eimishter, realizing a close to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, having a relationship with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's just the 3 weeks. Er galt, that's the end of a virus, so he's the end of a virus, depression. He couldn't take it, the Chosu Rabbi couldn't take it. We find an interesting, famous story, but I want to bring a shil raya to this story. I can't the story. The Yaitim Lev, from Sigit, was the Einikel of Yismach Moshe. He brings in a cipher, he wants to write a true story of Riha Kodesh that he heard from his side of Yismach Moshe. What's the story? Famous story. Yismach Moshe was a Mesnagit. They say that his young girls was being Mesnagit, and they came, the Chesidim down Nisach Svart. They changed the Nisach to Nisach Svart, the Chesidim, and the Mesnagit were very employees, and the Chesidim printed a Siddur, Nisach Svart. Came into a shul, Yismach Moshe and his friend, two Mesnagdim, they saw a siddur, Nisach Svart. So Moshe took the siddur and threw on the floor. Ah, chitzpah. The Chabu went, lifted it up and gave it a kiss. Meaning it's a siddur. They went and they told this story to the Choyza of Lublin. And these two Mesnagdim, one of them threw it down, and one lifted up and kissed it. The Choyza of Lublin said, that Mesnagdim threw it on the floor, he'll become a chassid. Why? Because Yeshua's is a slahavas, his brand. Take the siddur through to the floor. He's got a slahavas, etch vernachusid. The other end was like, come, lift the top, lift the kiss, et blam on the snacket. The kachabe, so Moshe took a son of law, a big tzaddik, an Ari Leibish, Lipschitz, the Ari de Baye Lue, who was a big, the Ruhr Vishnitz, took an item, the Israel Moshe. And this item was a chusid. So the Moshe says, why are you traveling to the Choyza of Lublin? It's a waste of time. He said, learn this time. He said, you know, I'll tell you what, Shver, tell you. Try it out, come with me. If I'll influence you, you'll stay there, you'll stay a chusid. If you'll influence me, If you want to be happy, I'll stop going. A good deal. So they said, why should I travel to the Chosen Bli? On the way, once he was traveling the first time, he thinks to himself, what's Pshat? The Chassidim are always happy. Happy, he bombed from the Simcha. I mean, Papa Chassidim. Yeah? Why are you always happy? It's a dinner of Shema, a dinner of Shechanurach. Boy, the Chol of Shemaim, he is Nights of a Doeg. You have to be Nights of a Doeg, Chol Rabbi, what's this happiness, what's this Simcha, the whole time. He thinks to himself, I don't mean to be some critical. It's much taught himself. His imagination taught himself. Nobody heard it. I mean, serious. Halavai, I would come into the Rebbe should answer this question. The Gemara says, Habula Tar, Messiah, or Yisrael, Rusha Rabbe. Somebody who comes to me in Torah, Messiah, Mashur, Messiah, who's Messiah? Maluchim, help him. He says, much taught himself, Messiah means a tzaddik. I'm a tzaddik. Messiah, they both help. So Halavai, the Rebbe, will answer my question. I don't feel comfortable asking the question. I'm embarrassed. But I have this question. Halavai, I'll come into the Rebbe will answer me this question. No. He came into the Chosen Bli, and the Chosen says to him, tell me, Moshe, why are your face so kochish, so dull? Although we know that it's Rui, Lechol, Lirai, Shema, me is Nights of a Doyek, but the Chosen Bli says, Apurish, Elhid, Tzolusoy Alpunov. On your face you have a simcha. The emblem is so glimmer, in the heart you have a virus, but on your face you have a simcha. And he carried on his own. You should know, we also say every single night, we say tikhatsos. And we say it with tears. But we say it with simcha as well. Why? Because I heard, says the Chosen, from my Rebbe, the Rebbe of Shmelke of Nikolsburg, it's a mushel. Imagine a king, a big king, who went to hunt in the midbar, in the yard, in the woods, and he got lost. And he got lost, he couldn't find how to go home. And suddenly he sees a house there at the end of the woods, and he goes in, this is the peasant living there. And the peasant sees, well, this is the king. What will be the feeling of this peasant when the king is like in exile and coming to the house of the peasant? Mixed feelings. On one hand, they'll be so happy that I have the schus to be able to be the achsanya of this king. On the other hand, they'll be very upset why the king is not in his palace. Says the Chosen Bli, my Rebbe told me, Rebbe Shmelke of Nikolsburg, we say Tikkun Chatzos, and we're very shtokikers, and we cry, but at the same time we're happy that Shem Yisburach dwells, the Shechina, B'Sechayni, in Gulas, in our midst. That's what we say, the Pusik says, Yisrach Moshe, that's the Pusik. This was the answer. This was the answer of the Chosen Bli, and he carried on. Although normally one shouldn't show out that he knows the machshavos of somebody else, but Habula Tar Messiah, he saw it. So I had to help you. This was the story of the Chosen Bli, and he writes it down that he heard the story from Messiah to show the gevalkeit of tzaddikim. So it's a pito of Yisrael. That's from Pusik. Kimi Roini Balayu, come and cry by night. Say in Eichel. Roini has two translations. Roini means crying, and Roini means simcha. Kimi Roini, koil tzahol merinu. Yeah, pin is a simcha. So we disable, on one hand we're crying, what other with simcha? Because it's not a crying of depression. It's a crying of feeling of closeness, so it can be mixed. It can be a feeling of emotional crying, why Hashem is missing his big basamikdash, why the shchil is in gulas, why Hashem is suffering a talisman, why Hashem is sad. On the other hand, we're happy that we're your chosen people who still remember Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we have our Medrushim, we have our Shirim, we have our Torah away. Imagine, this is also in the Simcha. We're back together, Baruch Hashem. I was supposed to be back together. Simcha. So China, we're very upset. We're here. We're at the school, now there's so many people suffering. After the fish alive, we have the fish alive. So it's mixed. So that was the answer of the Chosen Bli of Yisrael Moshe. So I want to be just a raya. This story from Yisrael Moshe. We find the Rezur of Raya, look at Shabbos. We find in Medrash, Rabbi Kiva used to cry on Shabbos. He used to cry on Shabbos. His Talmid asked him, Rabbi Kiva, why are you crying? So he says, I have oinik. I enjoy crying. What's Pshat? He enjoys crying. He says, Rezur of, we find Rabbi Kiva used to say Shir Ashir, on the day of Shabbos or whatever, Shir Ashir. We'd say Shir Ashir with tears. Why? So somebody who realizes what the truth of Shir Hashirim is, he realizes the depth of the ahana between the Eibishter and Klal Yisrael. He understands the Nimshla of Shira Shire. He feels it, he knows it, he knows what's Tutsach. It brings emotion. So the tears of the Kino, the tears of emotion, says the Tirazua, and he writes, like we find people many times down to Hashem, they down and they cry. Why do they cry? They feel emotional, they're connected, they feel emotional. This is the Tirazua of the Shabbos. So he brings down that's Pshat in the Shechinur, a person not to cry on Shabbos. If the crying is like a crying of emotion, it's okay, okay? It's oinig. It's like, if you're oinig, you'll be able to cry with emotion. That's the chalik of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Mekiva. What does that have to do about Mekiva? The Gemara tells us, oh, come to you. The Gemara tells us, it's that it's Malkus, that the Malkus, the Mekiva and Teruah were walking by the Harabayas. And never, they saw how the foxes were walking on the Mekiva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Nuhem were crying, a place where Kol Zorak Mu'ev Yimos. Nobody was allowed to go into this place. Now Shmulim Holchimo. The foxes are walking on this place, they were crying. But he was laughing. I said, why are you crying? I said, why are you crying? Why are you laughing? So they were, why are we crying? Because the Chol is of English. That's why I'm laughing, for the same reason. Why? Because I make a Kol Choymer, like I see. It was the sky of the Nevi'ahs of the Nevi'ah and the Bachom. So I believe that the Nevi'ahs of the Geola wanted to be the sky. So in other words, forget Rabbi Kiva saw the Chom and he was laughing. Interesting. Rabbi Kiva was crying and shouting, saying Shira Shira. He was laughing when he saw the Chom of HaMikdash. Rabbi Kiva was so emotional. He used to say Shira Shira with tears. Why was he even wanting to laugh by the Chom of HaMikdash? That's the answer. What the gach is the emotion? What's rochus the emotion? You can cry if you connect to rochus. Doesn't mean depression. You can cry b'shir hashir and you can laugh b'chol pas hamikdash. Because it's nishkastir. Is the point is being close with a midah, believing the Eibush is holy, holy v'riyeh, believing the Eibush is a man of the whole world, believing there was a chom b'shir putus, there being ge'ila, and all of the Eibush living with Hashem. Living with Hashem is closest to Hashem, with feelings to Hashem. Then you can be crying by Nishmas, you can be crying by Shir Hashirah, you can be crying by Zman Simcha, and you can be laughing by Zman Surah. It's not a question of depression, of Simcha Gashmi, it's connection of Kodesh Baruch Hu with feelings. Heilig Sam Soifer, his Talmud says that once Eir Tishbav, he was peeping through the hole of the room of some Sofer after Chatzos, El Tishbav. Sofer held the kinnis in one hand and the cup in the other hand. And he was saying the kinnis, and the kinnis awakened tears from his eyes. And he called the tears in this cup. And the cup became full of tears to the top, over the top. And he took this cup, and then afterwards, when he made the Siddur of Seikes, he took the bread and dipped it in the tears. To be mekayem the pusik tehillim, kapitel paivov, hechaltom, I gave him to eat, lechem dimu, bread of tears, the shkaimoi, but mu'ez shulish, and I gave him to drink by the gulas, but mu'ez shulish, many tears. He took these tears of emotion, of kinnis, of chom mesmikdash, and drank them, together with his le'atidam of seikis. This is the heilige Sam Soifer. Just to hear these stories, makes us emotional, because we so far from Machnias. We hear the story of a tzaddik, especially when we have the Eidikah of some Seifer. That's not so special. So it makes us connected. You know our Zayde, our Rebbe, in the last 200 years ago, he used to cry with emotion, he used to drink those tears. That makes us connected to realize that the Moshe Mespurech is true. Where else do you find such thing in any other religion that a tzaddik, a gudel, should cry over the emina, should be emotional over the emina? Only because it's all this in you, but tzaddikim. You have to learn from tzaddikim. See the way they were emotional, have connection, and awaken our emotions. Awaken our, we have the shumas, we have having the shumas. There's no need to go and seek out the shumas, we have the shumas. To bring it out. By speaking about lochnias, learning about lochnias, speaking about tzaddikim, that brings out our emotion. That's the end of the Yimayim Tzurim. Emotion of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the end of Shabbosas of Yimayim Tzurim. Rabbi Yehuda Assad was a big gudel in Hungary, Seredi Heli. Rabbi Yehuda Assad, in times of some Sofer. He used to say every night in Chatzos, with ruas, with tears. He used to fill the cups with tears. And when his Talmidim came to him, and they ask, they have to have, to be able to be freed from the army, is to give them a spoon of these tears for Sgunna to be able to be freed of the army. Or if people used to come to them and they told them they have a hard eyesight, their eyesight is failing, used to give them a spoon of these tears to enhance, to make them better their eyesight. Where's the main part of our Holishness Buch? Where's the main part where the person is meant to revive every day, enhance his emotions? Besides Shabbos, besides Surah, we have the whole year, we have time, the day, three times a day. Tefillah. Tefillah means connection. Naftila elekim naftalti. We have every day three times Tefillah. Tefillah is mebukim karbunas. Tefillah is mebukim bas hamikdash. We're now in Gulas. The 3 weeks is a time of connecting with the Spruch emotionally. It's a time to connect with the Masamikdosh. That means a time to enhance our way we look at Tefillah, the way we daven to the Spruch. We say the words of davening, the more we add our feelings to davening, the more we connect with the Spruch. Let me conclude with a story about Tefillah to show how Tefillah connects a person to the Spruch with feeling. In the town of Krakow, there was a tzaddik, a gudel called the Megala Amikis, a Nus Shapira, the town of the Bach, many years ago. He was in the room there in Krakow. One day, he called the Busha Kehille from Krakow and he says, Rabbi Yisai, I want to leave the Rabunas. Why? I have my reasons. They were very upset, they tried to persuade him, please stay. No, I've decided, I want to leave this Rabunas in Krakow. I want to leave the Rabunas. So weeks passed and they were upset and looking for a new room, they were upset. All of a sudden he calls them again. No, I've decided to stay. Why? What's happened? I had an entire this morning in my residence room, and this entire completely made me new thoughts. Such a town, such tzaddikim, such an entire, I want to stay here. What was an entire? I'll tell you the way I heard the story. Different the schools, I heard the story from my Rebbe. The Yeshiva was called the Moshe Shovaks. I heard the story from him. So, tell him the way he says it. He said, there was this Oisha, this Kabir, was walking to Shul in Krakow. And outside the Shul, there was a baker standing by a table. And he realized this baker isn't from a baker. It's a Talmud Chochem. He was explaining to the customers, this is Mazoinas, this is Hamoitzi, or this Yawash. If you eat three bayim, it's you have to bench. He was learning Hilchas Birkas Apayas, Hilchas Birkas Amuz. It's a Talmud, it's not a plain bacon. The Talmud Chochet. So he goes and comes and says, one day, listen to me. I see his Talmud here selling up the bagel for a few zlotas, working hard for your living. I see a Talmud Chochet, you can learn. I've got the answer. I'm Hashem, a wealthy person. Sit down and smedrish and learn. And I'll give you every week a nice sum of money, amount of money. Nice offer. You have to sit and learn. He's always been waiting his whole life. When he retired his old age, you'll be able to learn. Baruch Hashem, I have an offer from Baruch Hu. He sukkah zevil. He accepted it. Made a real deal. You'll sit and learn this smedrish. I'll give you every week, every Wednesday. You get from me this amount, so much money. It was a deal. Sure. A few weeks pass. Comes to shul again, this Oisha, all of a sudden, back to square one, this baker standing there selling his bagel. Rabid, what's going on? A deal is a deal, what's up? No, I don't want a deal, no, I don't need any money from you, I'm back to my bakery. Why? Can't explain. I don't explain to you, back to bakery. Sorry, a deal is a deal. So there's a deal, it's a geschäft. I buy your toilet, I give you the money. Come, butler. You have to go to the toilet from Galamikis. Went to the toilet. No, the Oisha says his talent, push the talent. We made a deal, I'll give him the money, he'll learn. He can't be about this deal. What's your talent? Says the Talmud said as follows. Listen, I used to be a baker. Every night I went to the oven and I put in the wood. I said, one Shiloh, please help me that this oven should be able to become warm, the wood should be dry, be a good fire. And then I want to put it, I made the dough. Come on, Shalom, help me to make this dough. Thank you, Hashem. And the oven is warm. Thank you, Hashem. The dough, Hashem become God. Then he makes the Bible, puts it in the oven. Come on, Shalom, help me. The Bible, Shalom, those come in from the oven, the Geschmack, crispy Bible, the Jarm verbrennt. They come out, gewaltig. Thank you, Hashem. Next morning, takes the Beiglich, Kushburchi, please help me Hashem to find customers, to find easy customers, to be able to sell all my Beiglich. Sure, stands there, and thanks to Hashem, please, and the customers come, he comes home. Thank you Hashem for giving me Panusa. I was connected to Hashem the whole time, either asking him or thanking him. Asking him for the oven should be warm, thanking him for the oven is warm, asking him the dough should be good, thanking him, asking the customers, thanking. You gave me a deal, what was your deal? Go and shoot, sit down and learn. I sit in the special learn, I have no connection to Akkadish Buch. Das heißt, sitting and learning is gewaltig. Sitting and learning with connection is gewaltig. This person felt his learning, where's connection? Settle gala mix a selge tzadikim in Krakow. I want to stay home in Krakow. This is the story I heard in my Rebbe. Akkapuna, if we speak about the 3 weeks, and speak about being connected to Akkadish Buch emotionally, when is the time to be connected? Dominic, the more we have to put in Dominic, I'll be concluded with one word. We know that the inner of sin as chinam, the chomus of English was cause of sin as chinam. What's sin as chinam? Have you ever seen a person hating his friend for no reason? It's not even mental. If you hate someone, there's a reason. Either you're jealous, or he's causing you a frustration, or something that sin as chinam. No, the chinam. Why they're sinning. I'll tell you a pshat. Supposing you stand, all of a sudden you feel, ow! Somebody is squeezing my leg! Go away quickly! And you realize, oh, it was your right leg was squeezing your left leg. It stops crying. You stop screaming. Somebody gives a clap on your hand, bring him out! Why? Go away quick! And realize it was your own hand. You don't shout at yourself. The reason why we have sinner, the reason why we realize what we're frustrated with other people, we have jealousy, because we feel I myself and you yourself. Shali, shali, shalach, shalach. I'm even your shimmer. And Meile, I get disturbed by people, it's sinner. The truth is, Klal Yisrael is beachtes. Klal Yisrael are one big neshama. They might be a different gufim, but they're all one neshama. When the goy came to Hillel, to ask Hillel, what's the message of the Torah Regel Achas? What did the Hillel answer? The Allah Sali Lakhav Lesavan, why? You want to become a Yid? A Yid means all one, united, all one. We might be a different Gufim. If we believe that the Guf is the Ikka, then we're separate. If we believe that the Nshom is the Ikka, we're all connected. Sinas Chinam was, they didn't realize that Bems and Abdik is the previous Ikka of the Nshom. It was Sinas Chinam. It was a sin of jealousy, it was a sin that was the Chinam. It wasn't necessary because of the truth, we're all one. They thought we're separate Gufim. So they had sinner. What's the thinking? To realize that we are Meshumas, to realize we're all united, what's one people, all connected to Kodesh Baruch Hu, like one Klal Yisrael. So if we're at Klal Yisrael, like one big Meshumah, there's the Gedolim of the heads, the hands of the Baruch Snuka, every limb is a part of the Yid, it's one big Meshumah. So if so, what's the sinner? That sinner, sinner means to realize we're all one, and every sinner is Mechinah. And if we believe in that, we're going to the previous. We live in the devotion of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that itself, Chavayim Kol Yisrael, will bring the Yeshiva of Klal Yisrael.